Afternoon Drive with John Matham
on Cape Talk.
On the COVID front, more and more countries are reporting more and more cases of the Omicron virus, the variant, in their countries. And some of those are from times before the variant was first identified and named in South Africa. Again, improving the probability that this has been around in the world and not just in South Africa for a while. And, you know, really, what's the point of these border closures? Because they ain't going to work. Then the Western Cape government says the Cape Town International Convention Centre will tomorrow hold a ceremony to close the vaccination site there. Dr. Keith Cloete, head of the Western Cape Department of Health. No, Keith, no.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Look, so I mean, I suppose if vaccination numbers are dwindling, then you look to rationalize, save money, and direct the few people to the sites that still remain open.
Yeah, so just to put it in context, our original intent was always to have the CTICC for this first, let's call it the first tranche of vaccinations. It was specifically, we've always contracted with the CTICC right up until the end of November, because the original intention was we should have our full vaccination capacity. What we've noticed is after an initial take up of, you know, whenever you have a start of a new age group, there was initial take up of vaccination in the CTICC. But I can tell you, John, I was there last week. It was eerily quiet. There's a trickle of people coming into CTICC. And in terms of the vaccine capacity we have, which is everywhere across the place, in every geographic area, it was always our intention, and there's no reason not to close the CTICC for vaccination at this point in time.
Okay. Have you noticed any kind of uptick since Sunday, since Cyril Ramaphosa got angry about low vaccination rates?
So our total for vaccination last week for the province was 96,000. It's the first time since early June that we were below 100,000. Our uptake for the first 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, have both been 22,000. So our projections for this week is that we will hit at least 120,000. So that would be, just quickly, it's about almost 24,000 vaccines more than we had last week.
But still far short of...
Of the 200,000 that we need, per week.
And what interventions seem to be working best? I'm thinking particularly of getting to those people who are not vaccinated because they don't have access, rather than those people who are not getting vaccinated because they have access but don't want to be vaccinated. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So the interventions that seem to work the best, John, is, for instance, one of the biggest sites we had was at Pinelands, the EMS site. We closed that site about 6 weeks ago. And the people that were vaccinated there, we converted it into something called the Vaxi Taxi. It's two EMS vehicles with a canopy. And they've been basically going out to easily accessible locations to wherever people find. They've done almost 2,000 vaccinations in the last 8 weeks or so. It's small numbers, but if you think of the yield where they go in pockets, it's definitely the people that by no means would have been able to get a vaccine site. So it's really into hard-to-reach pockets. Old Mutual is helping us to add five more vehicles like this. So the intention is from next week on that we'll have at least 10 to 12 or to 15 vehicles at any given time taking this out to far-flung areas.
SASSA pay points, Keith, it's often suggested by listeners, and I don't know if there have been vaccination options at SASSA pay points.
Yeah, we've been at the boxes shop. So where this SASSA pay points has been in supermarkets, retail supermarkets. We've been there for the last four end of month SASSA week at all these places with some good yield. And we've been in supermarkets. We've been in many, many other places.
And now you continue trying to think of different ways to do it to increase the yield.
We continue to do it, and there's very innovative ideas from everyone, and it's evolving all the time.
Dr. Keith Cloete, thank you very much indeed, head of the Western Cape Department of Health.